This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. For years, Texas Democrats have been trying to flip the state house ever since Republicans flipped it to red a couple of decades back. But one thing some Dems say could foil those plans is if one Bernie Sanders, seen by some here as too liberal, should win the Democratic nomination for president. Here to talk with us about that is Renuka Ryasam. She is an Austin-based reporter for Politico. Welcome to the Standard, Renu.
Thanks for having me.
This is a very provocative story that ran in Politico over the weekend. What is it that you're hearing from Democratic operatives here in the Lone Star State about that presidential race?
So veterans who've been here for a long time have been trying to flip the state house and congressional districts, blue, let alone purple, for years. They're saying, hey, this is finally our chance. We've got Donald Trump on the Republican side, this unpopular president. We've got the state that's growing and changing really fast. We have this opening. And if you have a candidate like Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket as sort of the figurehead for the Democratic Party, you know, this is someone who calls himself a socialist very openly. That could really make it tough for down-ballot candidates that are in some of these tight races trying to convince voters to vote for them instead of a Republican incumbent.
Is the thinking that Texas isn't ready for a candidate like Bernie Sanders on the Democratic ticket, and that will mean people won't turn out to vote down-ballot? Is that the theory?
There's a couple of different theories here, but the one that I've been hearing among sort of longtime Democratic veteran operatives in the state is that this is a red state. It's a conservative state. It's not a battleground state. It's not a swing state. And they're trying to win in districts where Republicans have long held seats. Mm-hmm. And their theory is that the way to get people to vote for a Democrat in this cycle is to sort of convince them, you know, we're sort of the best steward of the state house in the next election cycle. And they're seeing somebody like Bernie Sanders, who is a Democratic socialist, but one who's talked about, let's say, nationalizing the energy industry and nationalizing the healthcare industry. And they're saying once people start to pick apart his ideas, that'll really spook a lot of these moderate voters that they could maybe convince over to their side in this cycle.
Part of this theory is built around the idea that it's the suburbs that are up for grabs.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you look at some of the polls that have been coming out. Yeah. The latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll puts Bernie Sanders in the front seat when it comes to preferences among Democrats. Is it possible that the political operatives have got it wrong?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a guessing game, right? I mean, and what progressives and what a lot of, I would say, newcomers to Texas politics are saying is, hey, you've had your shot for 20 years to flip this state purple or blue, and you haven't done it. They're saying, we actually do need somebody like Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket. And that's, I think, people who are sort of entering Texas politics in the last couple of election cycles. And so they see things a little bit differently, for sure. And it's absolutely true that veterans could have this wrong. But they're looking at, I think, they're sort of looking not necessarily broadly across the state. And they're not saying, and I don't think very many people are saying, that a Democrat's going to win Texas on the presidential race. They're looking at these districts and looking at those voters and kind of trying to say, okay, what is it going to take to get those voters to come out and vote for a Democrat for a state rep?
It's important to note that the stakes are higher than just flipping some seats.
Absolutely.
We have congressional reapportionment coming up very soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this fight takes on sort of a different tone this year because like I said, there's a big opportunity, but there's also a lot at stake, and that's redistricting. So if the state house and the state senate next year are going to be able to redraw congressional districts, Democrats stand to gain a handful of congressional seats, depending on how the maps are drawn. And so Democrats want a seat at that table. And if they control the state house, they have a lot more control over how those districts get drawn and who's going to be the voter base for the next 10 years.
One indication of just how much a liability a Sanders candidacy might be what Republican operatives have to say about this. What are you hearing from them?
Well, the GOP is saying they're all socialists. And so,
of course they are, right?
Yeah. So they're saying, hey, it doesn't matter if we've got Biden or Bloomberg, you know, who used to be a Republican mayor of New York, Warren or Klobuchar, they're all socialists. They all talk about raising your taxes.
But who are they most afraid of?
I think for them, it would be, they have yet to show fear. They're like, they feel very confident. Most of the GOP operatives I've talked to, they feel like all the folks at the top of the ticket are going to be too left for Texas. And they're going to talk endlessly about job creation, about taxes, and those are things that people care about.
It's a provocative story, and one definitely worth checking out if you haven't already. Renuka Ryasim is an Austin-based reporter for Politico, and we'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Renu, thanks so much for stopping by and speaking with us. Good to meet you.
Great to be here.